Thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sean. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Blessed and highly favored. I understand
wow,
that you...
I like that.
Attaboy. I like when guys have a little bit of faith. You know, it's a crazy world we live in nowadays, so sometimes I say
those
things.
Live by faith, not by sight, brother.
Oh, amen, amen. I'm happy to be talking to you already. I'm telling you, some of the people I've spoken with this morning, I'm just like, oh, man. What is the world coming to? I understand, though, that you were speaking with Lulu, and she wanted me to jump on the line and go over pricing and things like that. But did you have any questions about the service or what we could do for your business?
So what I'm just gathering that basically it's going to take at least the Honeydew. I run like two businesses. The Honeydew Man Handyman Service is something I just started up,
mm-hmm.
And tried to make it as legit as possible. So I've been actually going through and I've been using Angie's List to build
mm-hmm.
A platform on that, and then referrals based on that,
mm-hmm.
and then with them I only go 30 miles away from where I live. I live in Mount Juliet in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in the Nashville area. So I'm trying to just stay local as far as 'cause of gas and all that stuff. If I go over 30 miles out, then I got to charge fees. And most people don't want you to charge them, you know, fees for estimates and stuff like that. But
yeah,
as
gas,
far as what
right.
you guys are saying that you can do is you're basically saying online if somebody punches in handyman services, that I would be in, you know, my business would pop up in front.
Exactly. Yeah. Any business that's on the first page of Google is using a marketing company like ourselves in order to get there.
Does that strategically hit this area? Like it'd be like, you know, because I don't need, you know, people calling or, you know, having handyman services in like Murfreesboro, which is, you know, hours out.
Yeah.
It strategically hit this area.
Exactly. It's geo-targeted to your specifics, and then it's also keyword-specific. So let's say somebody typed in a specific service rather than just handyman. Let's say appliance repair. I don't know if that's one you're going to go with, but just an example. They type in appliance
right.
repair. They'll be able to see you. And what we do is we send a pin to you in the mail called a pin verification letter. So that'll come to your Mount Juliet
right.
address, and then we could draw up a radius in miles around that address. So if you're saying 30 miles, we could draw up a 30-mile radius from where that pin is sent, and you'll notice on the map there's kind of a little red dot indicating where they are, and that's how they get that red dot there. It's from those pins being sent out. So we'll send that to you.
Wow.
Draw up a 30-mile radius and list you for the specific services you offer. That way when you're getting calls, you know it's somebody within that area, and they had to have looked up a service you offer by the time they're calling you. So it's not, you know, a bad lead. You know, it's already pre-screened in a way that they have to be in that area and looking up something that you do in order to even get your number and call you in the first place. You won't get people wasting
right.
their time. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's a customized, targeted marketing strategy. Absolutely.
Man, that's pretty slick. Technology's just advanced so much. I was just checking out different types of funnels, like what you guys are doing. It's
mm-hmm.
basically a funnel, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the most advanced form of marketing to date. I mean, Google's been the top form of online advertising for the last, like, 15 years. Even the Home Advisor by Angie's program that you're using uses Google's ad services to get a lot of the leads that they resell to you, and then they have
right.
you call them out. Yeah, so we're just cutting out your middleman, basically, from what you're using now, and we're letting the customers call you right off the first page, which is what most of them do. They usually just pick a top
guy
off
what you want.
Page. Yeah, they're calling you rather than you calling
me.
Yeah, the lead fee.
I was just telling Lulu they're hitting me for $60 for a lead to mount a TV.
Wow. Wow.
So I was arguing with them. I was like, how can I bid this job and make anything off it? If you're charging me $60-some, I've got a normal handyman service visit is going to cost a minimum of $100. It's
yeah.
from 100 to 150 bucks is an average,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's an hour or a half hour, but at least a visit is going to run you 150 bucks. That means I got to charge them $200 to mount a TV mount.
Wow. How many of those are you getting a week? those leads?
Well, I put a limit as a $500 limit, you know, because I just tried them out. So this is my first month. For a month, but it didn't last that long because I only got like 15 leads.
Yeah, I mean $60 a pop. I mean,
yeah. I was getting kind of, and that doesn't mean that you get them either. That doesn't mean that you land that job.
Right, they
charge
you anyway.
So I mean, that's them, you know, trying to really make money off of me. They're not making money off the job.
Right. Yeah, so, they're kind of nickel and diming the guys on that platform.
The only benefit of it is if I go and make contact with them, is building referrals off those customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So that's, you know, building a name with Honeydew Man, which is old school. You know, it's an old school name for, you know, my Honey Man's got to do stuff. You know, I'm strategically trying to hit the older generation.
Right.
You know, doing, so.
Even the older generation, I mean, they've kind of adapted to using Google. It's just, we live in a world of instant gratification, and I think the people that are running out of time are going to be the ones who want to waste it the least. So they kind of catch up with the technology because it's just, it makes everything so much easier. You know, I have a neighbor who's 75, and I always see, like, every week these Amazon Fresh. I don't know if you noticed that, but Amazon, they'll go do your grocery shopping for you. So this old lady, she gets on her computer and grocery shops from her computer, and then they bring it to her house so she doesn't have to carry anything.
Right. The area I live in Mount Juliet, there's a lot of money out here, and people, you know, like I've gone and installed curtain rods and made $150 just hanging some curtain rods, you know.
Yeah.
And people just don't have the time to do it. They'd rather hire somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
So it's just a little niche, and I knew once I was getting familiar with the area I live in right here in Mount Juliet that there's a niche out here for that, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure they're happy to pay that too. You know, I mean, it's solving a problem for them. I've actually gone through a few different sets of curtains this past year. My son's 1.5 and he just loves hanging from them. So first I had blinds, and then I had curtains, and then he damaged the rod, and I had to have somebody come out and fix it. And I was like, you know what? I finally got it down where he's swinging from them, and they're not falling down. And my neighbors can't look into my dining room. And they're walking by. So yeah, I mean, I happily pay that amount. You know, it's something you need. You have your privacy, and you know. So.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you're saying, hey, you want to make the business legitimate, and there's nothing more legitimate that you can do than to put yourself in front of the people who are already looking for your help in the first place, you know. But we got to have the availability to do that, and that's why we were reaching out to you today. And I'm really happy that we got hold of you, because if you're telling me you're setting aside $500 a month for a marketing budget and it's getting eaten up after, you know, 10, 15 swings of the bat, then you know this is going to be great, because I'll actually end up saving you money. Save you about $200 every month with the pricing structure that Lulu requested for you. It's $299 exactly, and you're not limited on your opportunities. So you know the customers can call you all day.
A month? $299 a month.
Yep, $299 a month, and it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long term contract or anything like that. So we want these guys coming back at their own
month?
Will. Yeah. Everybody that's on the first page, they're coming back at their own will.
The thing with this is, like, once I get, I have two companies. I have one that does major construction and then this one. Because mm-hmm. I was trying to get it to where I'm not doing such hard labor stuff, but I can get in and get out. Once I build a good referral base, I don't need the services. You know what I mean? Because get, you know,
that does happen.
People
that does happen. That's the one thing I don't like about our services being month to month, is that a lot of times guys will try it for like 2-3 months and they'll get booked up for the year. And then they go, well, what am I going to keep paying you for every month? You know, so then they cut us off. But that's okay.
Well, see,
you know, that's
the other
thing
to that is just me being able to, and I was just telling Lulu this too, is it's hard to find other people to come on staff with you. So I got three crews with my other construction company that work that are good. Handyman services is it's hard because people think they can go do it themselves, but I have to have a a good incentive, a good benefit package to be able to present to them for them to come on, then I can have it, you know, where I don't have to, I can keep using the $299 service,
right?
You know, and keep, and just,
well, that helps
like
too with getting the best guys. The best guys are going to want to, you know, work for somebody that's reputable, you know? So this is going to, the credibility factor is going to be through the roof when they can look up themselves, you know, what's the best handyman company. And you're up there with Mr. Handyman in Nashville and the Nashville Handyman, you know, so that's huge. That's huge. And that'll help you, get those guys in the door. And then obviously, you know, you hire quick, fire quick until you find the guy that, you know, you feel is going to get you the, you know, most bang for your buck and make the most sense for you guys. But that's the way to go about it. You don't want to really put the carriage before the horse, right? This is the horse in the sense that, you know, it'll get you the consistent flow of opportunity, and then you can kind of cherry pick through it until you're in a comfortable position, build up that reputation, and then hire some guys on, you know? A guy asked me yesterday, actually, I just started working with, he goes, would you do this for your own company? And I was like, that's a real legitimate question. And the answer is yeah. You know, I actually have two companies outside of this, one managed by my father and the other one managed by my father-in-law. One is trees and the other one's a painting company. And I actually, for both of those companies, I did this for about 6 months, just developing a pipeline before I actually had them going out on jobs. So it was more just like I was paying and prospecting and lining guys up, telling them, hey, you know, my plan is to schedule these things out. If you want to get something done quicker, then maybe I'm not your guy, but, you know, I'll make sure we get the quality done. That was basically my sales pitch. And then once we started going, I was able to present my father-in-law with a full schedule of about 6 months of work, you know, and that took him from working for somebody else to now he's basically working for himself, you know. That's a good feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, and it just came from, I was doing this. I was like, okay, I know how to get you a consistent flow of jobs, and that was the problem that they were facing with the pandemic and everything. He was bouncing around working with two different companies as like a subcontractor, basically, not even really working full-time for one of them. He was just kind of going with wherever there was work, you know? And so it's definitely beneficial in a multitude of ways. I've seen people who don't even have businesses. They just have an idea, and then, you know, they're on the first page, and now they got a full-blown business and crews working for them. And, you know, it accelerates the time it takes for a company to become profitable. You know, if you're building it from the ground up without this and you're trying to establish all those relationships and that pipeline of business, it's a lot of work. Sometimes it takes, you know, a year, 2 years before you're profitable. But once you're on Google, you know, it can go from years to months, you know.
Gotcha. What was your name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here.
John. I was just trying to Google you guys just to get a little backdrop of what you guys are all about.
Yeah, just look up Local Splash.
Yeah, I did. I pulled up, it didn't show the name, it took a picture of some people on there, but.
Oh yeah,
no,
I'm more on the Facebook page with the goofy like holiday costumes and stuff. You can find me in that one. yeah. So, but basically, the head of our department would be like Tina that they have on there as like a senior sales associate. Me and her do the same thing, and then we have the junior sales associates like Tara and Lulu that you were speaking with at the beginning of the call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to see. So
yeah, long track record.
Is this the only thing that you? Well, when I pulled up, when I googled Local Splash, it just pulled up SEO marketing.
Yeah. Search engine optimization. Yeah. Local Splash. Search engine optimization.
Okay, so you guys do digital marketing services, social media management,
yeah.
SEO.
We're a digital branding firm. So we do more than just your Google listing, like. Oh, sorry, what was that? I cut you off.
No, you did website design services too.
Yeah, we'll build your .com for you. So the package that I have you quoted for, if you go to our pricing page, it's advertised at double. So it's advertised at $599 actually. But I cut the pricing down when I heard you mention you were paying
$500. Yeah.
So I was able to do that by applying a new in business credit, and that was requested by Lulu as well. And the new and business credits.
Okay, I see it says $898.
Mm-hmm.
So $890.
Yeah, you got to the pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's usually $449 per month for that package, $499 a month for the Pro Premier, and then $599 a month for the Platinum Premier. If you scroll down, you'll see Platinum SEO packages, and there's an Essential, a Pro, and a Platinum. So what I was doing was putting you on the one that says most popular, the Platinum SEO package. That one's $599 with a $299 setup fee. So the initial investment on that package is usually $898, and then it's $599 monthly. I got it down to $299 a month, and then I put in a request to have your setup fee waived entirely. So it saved you. Yeah, it saved you about $600. What?
That's the Essential Premier? The Essential Premier package?
No. It's the Platinum. So if you keep scrolling down, you'll see some more packages.
Platinum Premier.
Keep going.
Here we go.
Yep.
Got it. Platinum.
Local bundle plus the Facebook ads. So we're talking about a Google Places placement. Those Premier packages cost a lot because they have Google ads in them. And that's not ideal for you. That's for somebody that's looking to get like a 100-mile radius. Then we have to have the ads in there because that Google Places placements only cover about a 30-mile radius, actually. So it's funny that you said 30 miles. But that'll keep you local. And then obviously that just lets you know we have room for expansion, though. Like if any point down the line you do get a couple of crews going with this and you say, hey, okay, you know, I got a couple of trucks. I need more jobs. You know, then we can accommodate that by expanding the service area, putting you on a bigger package and covering more ground. But I think for you, what's the ideal fit would be to do the best local package that we have, which is this local bundle plus Facebook ads, that Platinum there, advertised at $599. I'll cut it in half to $299 since you're just getting started. And then I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived for you too. So that should really accelerate your profit. And the reason I want to do that is because even though our services are month to month, if you spend $299 and you make X amount of money next month, you know, that's going to lengthen our chances of you continuing to come back and use it, right?
Right. Well, also, I mean, I believe in service. We've gotten away from service. If it's good service, it sells itself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I mean, even with this, then what it does to me is tell my other business partners, hey, check this company out. They really did good for me. They'll do good for you. You know what I mean?
Well, I wish we operated on a referral basis. That would be awesome. But we have to actually have a listing available in their industry, in their area. Otherwise, we can't even put them up there.
Really?
Yeah. Reason we were reaching out to you, we reach out to them. We don't let people just call in and say, hey, I want to put myself on Google. Even if you did that with Google directly and you contacted them, they're going to tell you, okay, well, we'll send it over to a Google partner like ourselves and see, you know, what the next availability is. And we basically just put them on the list and call down the list once it's actually open.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this then, as far as like the web design, you guys could actually do a web page for Honeyview Handyman Services?
Yep, I included that in your package too. So you'll see that Platinum package that says optimized landing page. That is a .com website.
Yeah.
So we'll get a Google domain for you. We'll develop the content and we'll provide hosting. That's all in the package.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For $299?
For $299, yeah, on a month-to-month basis.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's pretty much what you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm setting you up here for success.
Right. Okay, let me see here. I'm just trying to figure, because my money management between both companies now, I'm just projecting and
making sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to call them back. I'm going to have to call Angie's back up, but I want to give this a go. That means I'll be balancing you guys with
If I can be blunt, I mean, a month or two from now, you're probably not even going to be doing Angie's anymore.
Right. No, back then, they set me up on a 3-month deal. So I'm paying like per month for the service, and then I'm paying the $500 for the leads.
So here's the thing: I don't wanna bash another company.
No, I get it.
But check this out. I'm
gonna have to call them back up and see if I never signed anything with them, but I did pay for this month, and I did already make some complaints to them. So I just want to make sure if when I'm doing this that $299, so I can. I
sent you a link too, by the way. You could cancel them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I mean, you could cancel them. They say that you can't and that you're binded to this contract, you know, but in reality, they're under investigation with the Federal Trade Commission right now. So they're not really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the link that I sent you. So they don't really have the grounds
Was that the 0500 number?
Yeah, yep. That's it, the 714.
Got it.
Yep. So that's the whole article about it. It came out this year. So, you know, again, I didn't want to get into bashing them, but I already have had a couple of guys where I've helped them get their money back by just calling them up and saying, hey, I found this report and I don't want anything to do with you. And, you know, basically you can add to this report, you know, and they don't want to continue to get complaints on that if the Federal Trade Commission's already looking at them and then they got people every day saying
they're getting reported. Supposedly bought out Home Advisors or something?
Yeah, that's why Home Advisor bought them, actually. It was the other way around.
Oh, okay.
So they've actually got caught selling the same lead on both platforms. Like, one guy signed up with Angie's leads, and the other guy signed up with Home Advisor. Yeah, so they're, like, double-dipping. Like, they'll sell it to one guy $60 on Home Advisor, and then the other guy $60 on Angie's.
What about your greedy dog?
Yeah, well, that's why the Federal Trade Commission's getting on top of it, because it's really unethical. You know, if you sell one lead to 4 or 5 people, that means only one of those guys is going to get the job. You know, that means 80% of the time they're just collecting money for nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I was saying, I mean, I hate to do it that way, but that's why I'm saying, hey, man, let me show you what the proof is in the pudding here, and after a month or two, you'll probably wind up canceling them already. And I'm sure you would have canceled it without me showing you that.
Yeah, well, I was kind of planning on like using it for like 3 months and then getting out. After I started noticing how they were charging me, and I just like, this is just really bad business, and it makes it difficult for me to land jobs when I got to charge what I need to charge, and they're overcharging.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, imagine how it sounded to me at the beginning of this call. I've been doing this for 10 years, and you're going, hey, I want to do the most legit thing I can for Honeydew. And then I'm looking at this Home Advisor listing, and I'm going, well, that's not it.
In my mind,
you know, I can't just be blunt like that. But, you know,
I'm usually not a big advertiser guy because most of my work sells itself, and the name gets around really fast.
Yeah.
I've only been in the Nashville area now for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, going on three, closer to three. So. And it just has grown, but I don't really have to do any advertising.
Don't let those guys be the example for online marketing, okay? Because online marketing is great. You know, it's basically just an online word of mouth chain when you're putting it on Google. It's just the way they do things is not ethical. So, you know, you don't have the wrong idea by saying, hey, I need to put myself on Google. I mean, it's 2022, or even just put yourself online. You know, that's the right mindset to have. It's just who you're working with usually is going to dictate the kind of experience and the return on investment that you see.
Right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do this then, man. I mean, I'm willing to try anything once, you know?
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, I'm setting us up for a long-term relationship here, and then I'm also going to send you over my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, kind of walking you through it, making sure that everything's clear, and And once you got the hang of it, I'll take the training wheels off and take a step back and let you do your thing, you know?
So what, so will the people just explain to me, so, so they'll call me direct?
Yep. Yeah. We list you up there, just like, I don't know if you're on a computer, but just type in Handyman on Google.
Okay.
Google, or Bing too. Either or.
I've never used, I'm old school, man. I still got AOL, email.
That's okay. We actually do list you on AOL. AOL all pages. It's a little outdated, but we cover your bases there too. I think only like 2% of the population is still using that, but it's okay.
Handyman Nashville. Yep, local perfect. Handyman services.
Yep. So if you're, are you on Google or Bing or which platform?
I'm on Google.
Yeah, perfect. So you see there's a map, and then there's those three top recommended guys. That's where they'll see Honeydew. So there's a website there. There's a phone number. They can call you directly. If they're on a mobile device, it's awesome because there's a little phone icon there. And they could just click on it, and it calls you directly.
Oh, it's like where it says Handyman, where it's got the map with all the different Handyman on it.
Yep, and those are the top recommended guys.
That's you guys?
Yep, that's what we do. So that's called a Google Places placement. That's our main product. So we were calling
that's
you because
awesome.
We have an opening there. So once we get everything up and running, you'll be able to see yourself, and they could just call you like that. It's super convenient.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, man, this is really a godsend in probably more ways than I could think of.
Yeah, I mean, long-term marketing solution. Like I said, once you compare this to what you have now, I mean, I don't see you ever going back or canceling it for that matter.
That's awesome, man.
Well,
let's ring it up.
All right. So what I got to do is create your Google business profile. So I'm just going to verify some basic information. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed there. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, go ahead and use that line.
Okay. So 217-855-8257?
That is correct.
All right. And then I texted you my direct number and extension. What's your last name, Sean?
Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R.
Okay. And are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner?
Nope, sole owner.
Okay. You spell it S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N?
That's S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. Gotcha. Right. And then what is your business email address? I'm going to have to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing because of the discount.
I guess I just use my email.
Yeah, I'm not going to post it anywhere for anybody else to email you. So that's just from me to you. And then on your website, I'll set up a contact us form so they don't actually have to see your email.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's P-R-I-Q-U-I-L-L-A.
The number 2? U-I?
No, it's Q.
Q
as in the trail.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Q, okay.
It's Priquilla. P-R-I-Q-U. I-L-L-A.
Okay.
The number 6 at AOL.com.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you get it. It's from the Bible, Priquilla and Priscilla.
Ah.
Priquilla and Priscilla. Oh.
Really? I'm actually looking now because I'm going, wait, where? That's, I went to a private school growing up, so I was raised... I've been to
Aquila. Priscilla and Aquila. They were a married couple.
In the New Testament, only the name of Priscilla spent time with Apostle Paul. Oh. It's an Aquila. Interesting. I found Priscilla and Aquila. Oh, you combined them.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that's where I was like, I've never seen that name in the Bible.
Yeah.
I named my son Kyrie, which is interesting. At first, I thought it was like a black people's name. But I Googled it, and it actually stands for Lord Have Mercy. I didn't know that.
Ooh.
It's a Christian, like an old liturgy that they used to use. But it's
right.
Basically the abbreviated form of Lord Have Mercy. So that's why I ended up naming my son. And
it almost sounds kind of Latin.
Yeah, it actually has like a Greek history behind it, which is kind of ironic because it's a Christian news fame and Greek, you know, Greek and their mythology and stuff. But yeah, it's Greek verbiage for Christian with Christian meaning. It's kind of hard to explain.
Wow.
It's kind of like, have you ever seen? I don't know how to say. Is it the Ichthys? Which is
the what?
It's called the Ichthys in Greek. I forgot the you know, the Jesus fish, basically, is what most people know it as.
Yeah.
But its actual name is the Ichthys. It's I-C-H-T-Y-S. Yeah, and it has the Greek letters, and this is, I have one, I've desecrated my body with one thing, and it's this. and it has Greek letters in it, and it looks like I-X-O-Y-E, but it actually means Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. So that's where I got the idea of looking into Greek verbiage for Christian liturgy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
we need to get more student into our Greek. And, you know, I just talked with my brother. We were like, we talk about the Bible issues and different things. I'm like, you gotta go back to the Greek. You gotta go back to Hebrew. You
know? Those are the real ones. Those are the real Christians. You know, when you go over to Greece or you go over to Rome, even, you'll see that we were like a whole secret society. We had to hide from people. People wanted to kill us.
Right.
Yeah. So we had like underground meetings.
Right.
It was really how it was. Like it was like we had Christianity was done in secrecy. You know, our churches were underground.
Right, the way they are in China now. You know, like just you know, you're just trying to just hang with other believers. You know, staying like minded and not forsaking the brethren.
Yeah, so the Greek are the guys who are surrounded by non-believers that wanted to kill them, but regardless of the fact that they were facing oppression every day, they stuck by their faith, you know? So I like that when you look into the history of those guys. They had to deal with a lot, and they still stuck by it because that's what
we're about to get into that stuff here. Come too long. You're going to see, I mean, trying to take our rights away. The next thing you know, we're going to take all kinds of flack. Christians against transgenders and...
I know.
All the segregation.
I know. My grandfather's rolling over in his grave right now. Yeah. My grandfather was Secret Service. He was a chauffeur for President Eisenhower, and he had a Christian. Yeah, he put the Bible in my hand from when I was like four years old, had me going to Sunday school. I just can see him now just rolling over in his grave. I mean, he was the nicest man ever, and he never really I mean, obviously, he grew up in kind of racist times, so he had that going. But the only times I ever seen him get mad was I would see, you know, those pride flags in the street, and he'd be yelling at them, "Get out of here, you homos!"
Well, who would ever thought we would be going through the stuff we are today?
Yeah, he'd be yelling at him like, "You ever heard of Sodom and Gomorrah?"
right.
I'm just like, Grandpa, get in the house. Yeah, so I missed that, man. He passed away in 18.
It's just cycling back around again.
I know. It's okay, though. I just got to keep my boys away from it. Raise them the old school.
Yeah.
You know, that's just all it is.
That's it. You just got to keep some tradition.
I worry about it, though. I feel like they're trying to change the Pledge of Allegiance in school, take God out of there. They don't want it to be one nation under God, and then they've got rainbow stuff in there to, like, be supportive of
me. We homeschool. I got four kids. We homeschooled them all the way up to between middle school and high school, enough to where we both thought that they understood what they wanted to do, and then we let them decide if they wanted to go to a high school or if they didn't want to go.
Yeah,
and
no,
so,
that's smart. I don't want my boys coming home from kindergarten, first grade, going, Dad, you know, what does gay mean? You know, like, I'm not, you don't need to be having conversations about sexuality until you're old enough to make semen.
Well, that's right. Well, and remember, the Bible says it's your job to raise your child. It says raise a child the way they should go. It's not the government's job to raise your child.
Well, that's what they do. They make pledge allegiance to the flag is. That's what it is, you know? I mean, I hate to say it, I took so much pride in being American growing up, you know? I was raised by a good old boy, and I got a lot of family members that were in the service, and You know, but nowadays it's like, man, you know, our ancestors be rolling over in their grave. You know, the ones that died for, mm-hmm. for our freedoms, and you're over here taking away our freedoms, and you know, it's just going away from the Bible every day. That's why I was telling you at the beginning of the call. I'm like, I'm so happy you said that, because I've been talking to some crazy people, and I don't want to socialize with those kind of people every day.
No, it's one thing I realize, at least in my field, is I look at it, my job as it's a ministry, because I get to go into people's homes that don't get to go to church.
Yeah.
And share dialogue, and I get to present the gospel message to them in some way, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's with my work ethic or with dialogue, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how I look at the way I do work, you know, and that's one reason why it grows too, you know, and God
yeah.
decides to bless it, you know, so, you know, I'm not sure if you're counting dumb people's throat.
We had a really good pastor who was well renowned all over the country, Pastor Chuck Smith, and he would do these harvests and stuff. He'd sell out stadiums, you know, and, then he passed away, and they got this other guy came in there, and the first thing I started, you know, he started talking about how God wants us to love one another, even if we're I never went back. So I was like, you're gonna confuse these kids. You know, this is not right. Why don't you read it how it was scripted in the or written in the book? You know, I'm like, it's.
Well, see, that's what we've gotten away from is teaching people how to study God's word and how to
yeah,
actually
to others
make good observations.
Yeah, yeah. Read it.
It's so hard for me to find churches here. You got to find one that's going to teach expositional teaching, going book by book, chapter
yeah.
by chapter, line by line. Don't just grab a verse out and say,
and
ask whatever you want,
what
my
you
name,
want.
And you can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just so... people are going to flock to that stuff because it beats the physical or, you know, kind of application. But when you're really spiritually wanting to be fed, you're going to have to dig in. You know, you can't just drink milk the rest of your life.
There's nothing that compares to reading it. It just does. There's nothing that compares to reading
and
it.
And then dialogue. I'm a big thing on when my pastor preaches, like we're going through Peter. We just got through 1 Corinthians, going through Peter. We're in Peter 3, 1 Peter 3. And then I dialogue. I actually do a vlog on my Facebook Live, and I dialogue what he covers, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and then I engage in conversation with people because you don't want to get out of church and not talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you got questions, you know, everybody's got questions about it, either something
yeah,
that's
people
good
are so, so fragile sometimes, though. I mean, I don't know if it's maybe I'm too strong-willed and blunt sometimes about the way I say things. I'm just kind of very, like, straight shooter with it, but...
So that's how you gotta be, though. I mean,
yeah, but people's feelings get hurt.
Like,
I'm like, God.
You know what? If they want to get butt hurt, get butt hurt. I mean, the
yeah.
Bible says don't be easily offended. So you're
yeah.
gonna sit here and get easily offended by because I'm stepping up and asking questions or saying, you know,
yeah.
I just as you get older, you start realizing it doesn't matter what they think. As long
yeah.
as your heart is good and you're trying to do right, and you know, even I mean, there's times where I've had to step up. You know, in a service and tell the pastor he was preaching the wrong gospel.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to, but I felt like this, hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happened every day. We used to have Bible class. I went to a Brethren Christian. It's a private school in Huntington Beach, California. And, I mean, every day. That was an everyday thing. the
wow.
teacher leading our Bible class, yeah, would just get cut off and corrected, or sometimes maybe they misunderstood it and he was correcting them. But it's healthy. You know, it's healthy.
Yes.
Because sometimes things get misinterpreted, you know? And I think
that's right.
People have a weird misinterpretation of Christians nowadays. They think we're so, like, I don't go to people's houses, you know, get out of here, homos, and you know what I mean? I could care less, just don't
right.
bring it over by my door.
Right. Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I'm not going out there trying to bash people or cause a ruckus or start a war, you know, I just...
That's like Ben Shapiro says, right? He goes, you can pick what you want, I mean, just don't push it on my kids and bring it
yeah.
in my area.
Yeah, that's
you
the
know,
problem
I'm
that I'm having with
doing
schools,
it to you.
Though, right now, is they're definitely pushing it on our kids, and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's no way I'd be having my kids in no school.
Yeah.
I mean, I put them in a private school. Like, I graduated from a private school myself.
Yeah.
The Christian school, academy, and you know, I mean, I'm grateful for that, you know, but
yeah,
you know, because of my kids, I mean, the Bible says those are your arrows. That's your quiver, man. And it says you need to shoot them out. You need to, it's your job to keep them and guide them and shoot them where they need to go. And
oh yeah,
when you got the government in there trying to feed them and indoctrinate, and there's no way. If I got to work half a day or they got to bring them to work, that's what I did. I brought my kids to my job sites and I taught them on job sites math and how to read a tape measure and
yeah,
you know, how to serve.
Oh,
good work ethic.
Nothing's
going to
beat the real quality time. You hear me goosebumps?
Yeah, I mean,
I love, that's my favorite thing. I get off of work and I clock in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love hanging with my boys.
And everything was fun. Everything with our kids, even if we went on vacation, you're learning history of, you know, whether we're down in Savannah, Georgia or,
oh, yeah,
you know, it was always learning something, you know, and they were just absorbed stuff. And then they got to go at their own pace. If they excelled in science, then we pushed science. If it was math, we pushed math, you know, and it was just beautiful to see them flourish and grow. And now I was always
That's the way to do it. I always say my grandfather raised me. I always say that because he's the one who introduced me to the Bible. He's the one who taught me how to fish. He's the one who taught me how to camp. And I didn't realize these things until I became a man. And I was like, wow, you know, he literally taught me how to survive if I was ever by myself. And then I have a foundation that to keep faith if things are ever not going my way, and instead of being a barbarian. But I can tell you countless times, you know, the Bible has stopped me from ripping another man's head off because I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You know?
I'll repent later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So my lady, she was raised Catholic initially, and then I had a problem with that. My grandfather had a problem with that, and I was like, oh, I don't know if we're going to be able to cross this road. You know, she went to a girls' Catholic school. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. But, you know, we had that conversation about repenting. I just don't understand that part of the Catholic faith of repenting to the pastor.
Oh, when they do the confession in the...
Yeah, I don't understand it. I told her I never understand it. I never will understand it. I don't need to tell another sinner my problems, and that's what I pray, and I talk to God directly. If I'm his son, I can talk to him directly.
I
don't need to go to another man to repent, you know? So I don't know. That's just my take on it.
I just think the whole Catholic thing, I'm like, you're praying to Mary. That whole thing kind of freaks me out that you're praying to Mother Mary for one, and then you got these beads that you're holding on to praying, and it's more works affiliated than it is anything else.
Yeah.
Because you go back and you still do the same thing. You just come back and say, how many times have you sinned? Say so many Hail Marys.
My thoughts on it too, though, where I just try not to, I'm happy to have some kind of faith, and at least they're reading from a Bible. You know, I've been around the world.
The optimist, John.
Yeah, but I try to go, you know, okay, let's roll play. Let's say we got to heaven. Is Christ going to really be like, no, you prayed to my mother for your whole life, go to hell? You know, I don't think he's going to do that. chances are, you know how much we love our mothers, you know. He'll be like, all right, I'll give you a break, but, you know. That's my take on it. I'm like, okay, let me just get out of the trying to crucify him part of it and really just think about it. I'm like, you know, if I was Jesus, I don't think I would be sending people off to burn if they were just supporting my mother and praying to my mother their whole life. So, all right. Well, Sean, sorry, I'm getting so off topic here.
No, you're good.
Yeah, the calls are recorded, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing? Anyway, so, the PIN verification letter, what's the street address that I could send that to, your Google PIN verification?
Let me put it on, hold on, let's see here. Where's it at? Address. 4675.
Okay.
Old Lebanon Dirt Road.
Okay, I found it. Mount Juliet. 37122.
37122. Yeah, put it's gonna be apartment building F87.
F87. And then you want me to hide the street address?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
It'll still say Mount Juliet. Yeah, and it'll have the date zip on there. Just, I don't want them getting turn-by-turn directions or showing up at your door. You go to them anyway.
Right.
There's no reason for them to have that. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
Ooh, man.
We can switch these out later. Don't stress out about it. I mean, anytime you change your mind, you can just shoot me a text or call in, and I can swap it out for you.
Let's do, oh, man. Most of my evenings are going to be open because I'm still managing my Weaver Home Improvements. But I'm trying to get it to where I don't have to do that. I want to strictly stick to this one.
Well, I mean, this is also more just like for phone calls, you know, obviously in a case by case scenario, you're going to hash it out with them. Okay.
Just put Monday through Saturday.
By appointment only?
Yeah.
Okay. That way they could call you anytime. Like it'll always say you're open except for, Sunday. Sunday they'll have the little red Lowe's icon on there. But they could call you and then you guys can hash it out.
Yes.
Okay. So back appointment. And then let me make sure I got Sunday closed. Okay, there we go. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can. I'm getting ready to do, I can do cash, I can do credit card on PayPal. I'm looking at getting one of those little swipe cards.
Mm-hmm. Like a square reader?
Yes.
Be careful with those. I can't tell you how many guys I have where they set it up and they have it on their website and then they call me back and they're just like, can we take this off? Because I think the merchant charges it anywhere from like 2 to 6%. I think for like American Express,
what?
It's like, yeah, for Amex, it's like 6%. Even with like an 800 score.
Most of my stuff, usually when I talk to them, I usually try to push them to do cash. If they do cash, I give them a percent, you know.
Yeah.
Cash deals are always better. But
or we can notate the site and let them know, like, hey, additional fees may apply if you choose to, you know, pay this way. And then that way they know, like, okay, you might get – put it on them, you know, basically.
Yeah.
Expect a 2 to 6% markup, depending on what provider you use.
Right. Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay. I'll notate it. These are all changeable things, too, so it's not like it's permanent. We can go in there and swap these things out. All right. So I have your business profile created. I'm going to go ahead and submit that. That way they send out your verification letter right now. And then we're going to need to do a client interview with you. So the client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. And what it is, they're going to sit down with you. They're going to go over the keywords, right? We'll have recommendations, but you have final say on the top 15 that you're going to be locked into. And then they'll go over the service area, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then obviously we got to pick your brain on the website too. What's a good time tomorrow where I can have a technician contact you and walk you through that?
Probably more in the evening. You have to be after 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I have a 5 to 6 available.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do 5 to 6.
Okay. And then what I'll do, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation right now to your AOL. And then I'm also going to have it set up to text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You know, I could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out at least before the weekend. So that way, coming into Monday, Tuesday, I already have something to show you for the site.
Cool. I'm kind of excited. I was kind of worried if I was going to create a site or not. And when you said it came with the pack, because I was going to try to hire somebody to do one.
Yeah, we'll knock it out for you. The hosting's included too, and these ones are better. It's better this way too, because then we have it all under one roof. Instead of like, hey, you know, you have this on your site and it's not matching up, or this isn't working on your site, or your site's down. Instead of us having to call you to tell you to contact your website guy, now it's all under one roof. You know, it makes it a lot easier to make those changes in real time and make sure it's compatible with what we're doing here. So it's a really nice site. It's user-friendly. It's mobile responsive, too, so the people who are on a mobile device, it'll automatically shape and to fit their device that they're searching on. So that way you're not missing opportunities through the mobile platform either. So it's well thought through. Okay, so client interview. Let me make sure I got this. Oh, I put two client interview invitations instead of one. So let me do this. Boom. Okay, and then where did your email go? There it is, proposal6@aol.com. Add, invite all guests, send, and then let me set up that invitation. Okay, so they're going to text you about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, and then last thing, too, before I go into billing, for your website, did you have a logo yet for Honeydew?
I've been working on one. I mean, just mentally. I haven't got anything other than I don't know how I do that. Do I have to draw it up or?
Obviously you want to make sure that you're not having any problems with copyright laws or anything like that. People have trademarks on their logos. So we have graphic designers in-house. I'm going to actually add them to the client interview. And then what we could do is we'll email you some things that are available that are relevant and seem, you know, obviously as close as possible to the Honeydew Services.
What?
And then you could kind of pick that, and then we can adjust the color, and we could continue to develop it, too, as we go, you know, until we got
I'm just trying to be a little strategic because whatever I use as the logo is what I'll put on my cards, too.
Right. Exactly. It's a branding thing. And then maybe even a t-shirt, you know, you pull up there, you got a t-shirt, matches the logo they've seen on the website, and they know it's not some random guy pulling up, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely helps to brand yourself, and the guys that are branded are usually the ones that are here to stay. I sent you an email address, though. I got the graphic designer involved for the he hasn't responded yet, but he's going to respond, basically. It's his job. So we'll get you a logo designed. But if you have, like, any before and after shots, maybe, of work that you've done in the past or anything that we can kind of develop a portfolio of images on your site, that would really help. I texted you an email address, photos@localsplash.com. If you're not too computer savvy, I could have somebody sit down with you and actually show you how to do that, or I don't know if you have some youngins around the house that could do it, maybe just send some photos in, you know. But, yeah, just let me know. I want to make sure that you're not missing anything, you know, especially if you're saying, hey, you're not tech savvy. I just want to establish it, like, right now at point of sale. No questions are dumb questions, Sean. Like, we're here to help you. So if you run into stuff where you're just like, I don't know how to do this, instead of just not doing it or neglecting it or not addressing it, pick up the phone and call. I mean, we got a 24/7 customer service department. I'm here from 9 o'clock until 6 o'clock at night, Central Time. So, you know, either way, you can always call me directly.
I think I've done some of this stuff before. I don't know if it's easy. Usually I could just click it and drag it over and drop it in something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's super easy, especially if you do it on a mobile device. Like, if you already have the phones or the photos in a phone, you can literally just go to the photo, like, tap it. Once you're on the photo, just tap it, and then there's, like, a send box, and you basically just hit send, and then you type in that photos@localsplash.com email, and it'll actually email over to us from your text platform. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient, but like I said, if you don't get it, instead of just being like, hey, I'm not going to send them in because it's frustrating me, that's, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call, I'll make sure that, you know, we get you through that, and that way you're not missing anything or, you know, lacking anything compared to a competitor.
Okay.
All right, so I got the profile set up, I got the client interview set up. In terms of securing that first month payment of the $299 for that platinum package, how did you want to do that?
It's going to be a Visa debit card.
Okay. So let me pull this billing up. So I'm going to put it into the VeriSign Secure database. Basically, the only time you're ever going to have to give out your billing information is at point of sale. After this, it codes it out, and then you're going to get access to a tracking system. So it's a username and a password, and there's a billing tab in there, so you can kind of go in there and adjust it at your own leisure. You won't have to give your card out over the phone to any of my other reps or anything like that. Okay? Right, and Visa. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending your Google PIN verification?
Absolutely.
Okay, and does it have just your name on it, or does it say Honeydew Man Handyman Services?
This one's just in my name.
Okay, so personal. All right, and then if you want to read it off to me 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4016.
4016.
4443 2537 4605.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/23/23.
And then on the back there should be a small 3-digit code.
409.
409. Okay, and then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. It's I'm going to sound a little robotic. It's basically this paper. I got to read it like verbatim. But as I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree, just stop me. It's simple. Just, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Handyman, or Honeydew Handyman Services.
Okay, it's not Honeydew Man Handyman Services?
Yes, it is Honeydew Man Handyman Services.
Okay, just making sure. That's why we do this. And then it says, please state your name and title within the company.
Sean Weaver, sole proprietor.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And you are obviously an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not somebody pretending to be Sean. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to ride you too hard if you're missing emails from me, but obviously, you know, I want to make sure that the phone calls from the customers are getting answered, so... You know, we'll obviously review that. At the end of every month, we have like a little review where we sit down and go over everything and make sure we're not missing opportunities. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're using now. That's fine if you want to keep doing it. Just after today, if you're going to add something, let us know so we can make sure that you're not, you know, paying for anything you already have through us or duplicating anything or somebody's messing up your Google business or your website or something. You know, just give us a heads up so that way and make sure it's not negatively affecting the campaign. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is a 1-month payment for a platinum package. So I've waived the setup fee that's affiliated with this. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 13th of 2022 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, I've locked this rate in indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew every month on the 13th day, but it'll stay $299. It's never going to go up. It'll still be platinum package, and we're going to send that over to you in writing here. It states you may discontinue your agreement at any time. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay, and do you understand our service agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to authorize the first month's payment. Upon your initial payment authorization, it says you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as